Empower yourself today with legal knowledge and follow us on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook to get access to jargon-free legal information in plain and simple English. Today's episode is supported by Red Bar Law, the go-to law firm for expert, efficient, and fast legal assistance, all at a fixed cost. Go to our website at redbarlaw.com. Empower yourself today and follow us on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and LinkedIn by searching Get Legally Speaking to get access to jargon-free legal information in plain and simple English. Today's episode is supported by Red Bar Law, the go-to law firm for expert, efficient, and fast legal assistance, all at a fixed cost. Go to our website at redbarlaw.com. With over 3 million downloads and counting, do not miss out on learning more about a topic that interests you. Go over to our website at getlegallyspeaking.com and browse over 100 podcast episodes. Empower yourself today with legal knowledge and follow us on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook to get access to jargon-free legal information in plain and simple English. Today's episode is supported by Red Bar Law, the go-to law firm for expert, efficient, and fast legal assistance, all at a fixed cost. Go to our website at redbarlaw.com. Our episodes are free to access. However, if you feel that you would like to support the children's charity that we are raising money for, then head over to our Just Giving page at justgiving.com and search for Hattie Savari, where we are raising money for orphaned children at SOS Children's Villages, one of the worthiest children's charities. Donate as little as £1 for a great cause. Thank you. Hello, and welcome back to our podcast at Get Legally Speaking. Our conversation today will be with Sara Davidson, who is the UK's premier divorce coach and best-selling author. Sara is known as the divorce coach, as she has created various revolutionary ways to cope with breakups and divorce. She has combined her coaching skills with her own personal divorce experience to help anyone battling a breakup. Sara is a twice best-selling author of Uncoupling, How to Survive and Thrive After a Breakup and Divorce, and The Split. And she is also a worldwide renowned media commentator on this topic. God, I can't speak this morning. Sara, thank you so much for joining me.
Oh, it's such an honour. I love our chats, Hattie. I'm excited to be here.
Yes, absolutely. If I can speak and get my words out, then we can do this, can't we? But if I can't, it might get a bit tricky. But let's have a look. Let me have a slurp of my coffee. Hold on. That's better. Right. So statistically, 45% up rate on divorces since the pandemic started. And I can certainly vouch for that in terms of seeing more work coming through my law firm, Red Bar Law. And actually, I was very surprised to read that the most common term of a marriage for divorce seems to be at 30 years. That amounts to about, apparently, 43% of divorce rates are when people have been married at about 30 years. That's a really, really seriously long time to be married and get a divorce. I think it gets tougher as the longer you've been in the relationship, just from my own personal experience as well. But the divorce coach, tell us a little bit about your work as a divorce coach and what your work involves and how you help your clients.
So I help people manage the emotional roller coaster and the practical challenges that you get from going through any kind of breakup, whether that's your first heartbreak, maybe that's separation, maybe, as you say, it's a divorce after 30 years. And I help people to deal with the whole load of emotions, the negative emotions, the challenging situations, navigating the legal process, even though I don't give legal advice, but I'm there to support them from behind the scenes. So it really is from should I stay, should I go, Sara, what do I do? He's saying he's going to leave, all the way through to, well, she's left me, she's gone, and maybe even she's been gone for 15 years and I'm still stuck and I don't know what to do with my life. So it's a real mix. I deal with heartbreak, betrayal, conflict, confidence, parenting through a divorce, dating again, which is a big topic. And now we're coming out of the pandemic, obviously. There's a lot more dating that's starting to happen. So that's quite popular at the moment. So many different areas. But as you know, Hattie, divorce is the second most traumatic life experience we go through after death of a loved one. So it is a really tough time. And having been through that journey myself, and when I went through my own divorce, it was, I'd been coaching, I think, for about 15 years at that point.
Wow.
So, yeah. And I was struggling. And I was thinking, as I was like lying on the floor doing that ugly crying thing, thinking, oh my goodness, I'm a coach. And I don't, you know, and I've been trained in how to handle my own emotions. How does everybody else do this? You know, they haven't got access to it because I'm struggling. So I really put a program together to help me through. And my son was, he was one at the time when my ex left. So it was a real tough divorce as well. It wasn't an easy divorce. We had 2.5 years going through legal battles and high court. And it was really, really stressful on top of the heartbreak and the betrayal and everything else that I was going through myself. So having gone through there and devised my own program to get myself through it, I then realized that actually the tools and techniques that I'd used to help me and my son could actually be quite useful for other people too. And I kind of made it my mission then to make sure that other people didn't have to suffer the way I felt I was suffering at the beginning when I just didn't know how to move forward. So that's what I do. And I share it in lots of different ways. I have a coaching clinic. So I coach one-to-one. I also run retreats. At the moment, I'm doing virtual retreats. I have my breakup recovery retreat and also my brand new one, which is how to divorce a difficult person and recover from a toxic relationship, which,
gosh,
pandemic.
Yes, I would say certainly say so. I mean, that's really interesting. But one of the most interesting things I've just heard from you, Sarah, is that you had been a divorce coach for 15 years when you actually went through your own divorce.
I've been a life coach.
A life coach, right. And then, okay, because my next question to you is, what was your drive behind becoming a divorce coach and establishing yourself as a divorce coach? So that must have been the key factor for you and the experience that pushed you to think, right, I'm a life coach. And now, actually, I want to really focus on being a divorce coach. Is that what pushed you?
I think when I was going through it, I was looking for help. You know, my ex moved on very quickly, started a new family within months of leaving. And we had a business together. We were going through a very difficult, high conflict divorce, they call them. But, you know, even if you want to divorce amicably, as you know, Hattie, if the other side's hell-bent on annihilating and causing pain, then that's pretty hard to do. I think from there, I was thinking, I need help, I need advice. And being a coach, I wanted to find someone to help me through that who had experience. But there really wasn't that kind of service around at that time. So I decided really, well, I had to step up and create a way for me to get through it. And being a coach, I had the mindset that, look, just because it's bad now, it doesn't mean it's going to be like this forever. And there's got to be ways that I can navigate this process. And I did some things that didn't work and I tried things that weren't successful. But then I actually, with the whole process taking me 2.5 years to get divorced, I learned a lot. I mean, a real huge amount, having walked in those shoes myself. I did go to therapy and I thought that would maybe help me. And it did. And therapy can play a really important role in some cases. But my therapist, she was happily married, 3 kids, and she really didn't get what I was going through. And that wasn't really her job either. She was there to help me emotionally. But as a divorce coach, we specialize in that breakup and divorce process. So we understand what it's like because most of us have walked in those shoes. I know I have. And I train coaches now as well. And most of those, 95% of my coaches have also been through their own really challenging divorce too.
Yes. Look, I've got one of those T-shirts, as you know, Sarah. We've spoken about this before. And I totally get what it's like going through a divorce because I had a horrid divorce. And I actually, as you say, I mean, it may be statistically the second worst thing that somebody can go through. But for me, it was the worst thing I've ever been through, I have to say, because there's so much around, you know, there's so many emotions that go on from, you know, for me, I felt like I failed at something that I had set up to do well. You know, it's the whole love and loss and lots of things and having lots of unanswered questions actually for yourself. And I was only saying to you before we press record, wasn't I, that, you know, in Red Bar Law, in my law firm, we do the mechanics of the divorce. Okay. So dealing with the finances of the marriage, the assets and liabilities, dealing with the divorce element itself. So if two people are no longer actually married. But I tell you, sometimes I do feel like I've got a counselor hat on, a friend hat on, a shoulder to lean on hat on. And actually that is a very specialist bit of work to do, I think. And you're right. Even though you say you know, that your services wasn't around so many years ago when you went through your divorce. I still think they're very not very readily available to everyone. Not everybody knows about divorce coaches. And it's actually one of these things, let me tell you, that most people might say, a divorce coach. Right, I get it. But actually, anybody that's going through a divorce, whether it's amicable or not, I've got cases in Red Bar Law that are amicable, but these people still need that help and guidance that's completely outside of the legal world, actually, and what needs to be done legally for their divorce. And if even if you haven't gone through a divorce, if you've gone through a breakup, most people, by the time they get to their, let's say, late 30s, 40s, have lived a breakup at some point in their lives. And it could have been their first love that they've never actually been able to work out. Why did that go wrong? How did that go wrong? And the pains of a breakup, whether you're the person that's breaking up from the other person or whether you're the person that's being told, I don't want to be with you anymore, it can run deep. It can run really, really deep. So I think that what you do is a great thing. And honestly, I you're the only divorce coach I've had on my podcast, and you're probably the only one that I will have on my podcast, because I really like what you're doing and your approach. So, I mean, when people are going through a divorce, what would you say are the most common issues? If you had to say, well, actually, here's a list of three or four that you see in a relationship that you assist people with.
Heartbreak is one of the biggest things. People will come and you go through the stages of loss, of grief. And the first stage is denial. And that can be really, really difficult. You're shoving the thoughts down. You're maybe not talking to people. Sometimes as their coach, I am the only person these people have ever talked to about what's actually going on, because they don't want other people to know, usually because it makes it too real. And sometimes it's before the partner's actually left or they've left, and sometimes it's after and people are reeling. So that heartbreak and shock that comes at the very beginning can be really difficult to navigate. And, you know, there is a period where you have to go through that grieving process, obviously. But that heartbreak of they've left me, I'm scared of the future.
Do you think, do you think that the heartbreak can come from the person leaving as well?
Absolutely.
Because that happened to me. I was the person leaving my marriage, and I suffered a lot of heartbreak. And isn't it the case, don't you think, generally, that people think, the general thought and view actually is, the person leaving is the perpetrator. The person leaving isn't hurt, isn't grieving, you know. And I was that person leaving. Let me tell you, it does hurt. And it is a really difficult place even to make that decision. So difficult.
Yeah. And also, what I find with clients that are the ones that have left is that there's a lot of guilt as well. And that can be quite a tough emotion to work through, because, you know, for whatever reason, and, you know, the thing is, you can't judge because you don't know what's going on in a relationship. I've got lots of clients who were in a relationship where they just weren't happy. And because they weren't happy, they weren't making their partner happy either. And you both deserve a chance to be truly loved in the best way possible. So, you know, it is sometimes a little bit selfish to stay in a relationship where you don't love your partner, even though you might feel guilty for leaving them. But again, as you said, you can leave and make it easier for your partner. It doesn't have to be, you know, World War III kicking off. You can do it in a way where you put support in place for each other so that you can manage that. But of course, when you're the one making the decision to leave, it is really difficult, because you're walking away from something that you hoped was going to be forever. You didn't sign up for it to end. But, you know, maybe, and it may not actually be your fault either. There may be behaviours of your ex or certain circumstances that they have done, which means you can't tolerate being in that relationship whilst your partner's quite happy to carry on as it is, but it's just not working for you. So there's always two sides. And it's really important as a divorce coach that we never judge. We look at it for, you know, the individual situation and work with our clients to get the best for them.
I mean, it is absolutely that, isn't it? Every situation is individual. Every situation is unique. And there is no, I think, right or wrong for you personally, because, you know, nobody can truly, I think, understand what runs so deep. But it's so healthy and helpful to be able to process your feelings, to be able to process your thoughts. And some people go to counselling, some people go to therapy. And, you know, but divorce is such a specific thing in life, or separation is such a specific thing from your loved one. And you know, I think that to have specific help just for that bit of life, that part of your life, you know, can be incredibly helpful. But it's interesting. It's very, very interesting, because as you're talking, I'm sort of thinking of incidences and scenarios and situations. And I think, well, actually, aside, you know, from running Red Bull, or I've got just in generally in life and from friends, one of the most difficult reasons why I've generally seen people as well who have said it's just too tough to leave is because of the children. Because the children are saying, don't. We don't want to see you two parents that are upset and that are arguing. We don't want you to get separated. And the emotional heartstrings, and you know, you feel emotionally blackmailed, because, you know, but your children are rightly saying, well, we want our unit. And that must bring a, you know, very complex area into when you're coaching people to say, you know, if they're saying, but my it would just hurt my son or daughter or children if I walk away, it's just too painful. How do someone deal with that? Sarah, what's your advice on that?
I mean, that is a really tough one, because obviously we do more for our kids than we do for ourselves as parents most of the time. So, you know, and the kids definitely know how to pull the heartstrings as well. They know how to get those, you know, what they want across in a highly emotive way. But obviously your parents breaking up is a big deal. I suppose the thing is, you're the parent, you're the adult. And what are your kids learning from you staying in a relationship? Now, if your relationship is toxic, your child is looking at you and learning that this is what marriage is. Now, again, I know it's tough, but there is a lot now, Hattie, scientific research that's come out saying that children that suffer a little bit of adversity in their younger years, and I don't mean extreme poverty or extreme abuse, but, you know, a divorce, maybe something like that, actually can make them more resilient and actually make them stronger in the future, compared to those that have had, you know, a great life and nothing's gone wrong. Because as you know, the teenage suicide rate is going up, you know, and they have a lot more coping mechanisms. And I say that in inverted commas, because things like self-harming are now options. Suicide are now coping strategies for stress for teenagers, which when we were younger, definitely wasn't on the agenda. So now there's this sort of selection of horrible ways of coping, and we're not teaching them positive ways to cope. So as a parent, if you have decided, look, I need to break away because I'm not happy and I deserve to be happy, the message you're giving to your child is, yes, okay, this is going to be a little bit of a tough time. But if you can share with them some of those tools, which are coping mechanisms, whether it's something simple like, you know, if you're feeling down, depending on the age of the child, if you're feeling down, then, you know, put on some happy music, do 5-star jumps, talk to somebody. You know, there's so many different coping strategies that are different age appropriate. And if you're empowering your kids because you're doing it yourself and they're seeing, look, you know, mom or dad taking back their power and going, look, I love you. I care. This is not about you. But actually in life, if you're not happy, you get to make your own decisions. Okay. And you get to go on and look, I'm going to recreate and redesign my life. So I'm even happier. So I can be a better parent. I can have a better long-term relationship with the other parent. And this is what we decide to do. You don't have to suffer if you're not happy. And it's actually showing them that, because they're going to get hurt, even though we want to wrap them up in bubble wrap.
Yes. Well, that's just it. And I mean, I think one of the key things there, Sarah, for me certainly, is what example are you setting by staying in a relationship that potentially is toxic, that's loveless, that's got no respect in it, that's got no family and togetherness? I mean, look, life is tough, right? And I don't think the pandemic's made it any easier. It's just applied pressures in different ways. And it's. I have to say, I mean, you know, I've seen some extraordinary things in the last 18 months due to the pandemic that I never would have imagined seeing in people, where different types of personalities are coming out and people are just giving up what they've known for 30 years and diversifying in life, and people are leaving people they're not happy with and or working harder at relationships and making it work out. I've seen a few things that have been, you know, quite eye-opening, let's say. But I always come back to the point, surely it's got to be better for children to be in a home where it's happy and where it's got that, you know, a good level of respect, and it's got love and unity and family. And I get it, because I've got my own family. That is hard work. You know, that doesn't happen because you get up and you say, I've got a ring on my finger and I've got 2.4 kids and a pair of slippers. That is hard work, and it's constantly an effort to keep your eye on the ball, particularly if both parents work like I do in my household and I know that you do in your household. You know, then concentrating and switching from work mode to dinner time mode to bedtime mode to weekend mode. Oh my God, where can we take the kids? Where? I tell you, one of the things that the pandemic taught me is staying at home in the good old fashioned way on a Sunday. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, you don't have to sit there and think, what do we do for the social life of the children on the weekend and running around like a headless chicken? I was talking about it with my sister and I said, you know what? I used to stay at home on a Sunday because when I was that young, nothing was open anyway.
That's very true.
Everything was shut. I remember looking out, you know, the window and you could, there was not a car. It was like Christmas Day. There was just no cars anywhere and you could find parking everywhere if you did venture out. So it's very interesting and, you know, the dynamics of life and how we cope with things. But I get it. You know, as I said, there's no right or wrong, is there? It's what works for you and working it out in your mind and trying to see that through, trying to go through that journey. I mean, I guess becoming a divorce coach and seeing so many clients in so many different situations and so many scenarios, Sarah, do you think that helped you years later understand your divorce process looking back? Do you see what I'm trying to say?
Yeah. I mean, gosh, I wish, I mean, this is why I do what I do, because this is the information that I wish I'd had access to when I was going through my divorce. You know, I mean, as you know,
I wish she was around when I was going through my divorce 16 years ago.
I know, and if I had a pound for every time someone had said that to me, that would be great. But, yes. You know, the thing is that now my podcast, Heartbreak to Happiness, which you've been an amazing guest on, which was a fabulous episode, you know, though it really helps people because, you know, it's just giving you support. We're talking about everyday topics like you do that are really relevant specifically to breakup and divorce. And, you know, these now tools and information is readily available. And I think, gosh, I wish I'd had access to that when I was going through it.
Totally.
I've learned a lot, you know, things that maybe looking back, I would have done very differently. And, you know, I made mistakes, things that I did in the legal process and the way I worked.
Same here. I mean, that's why I established Red Bar Law. Let's not forget. I asked you that because I get it. In my situation, I understood my divorce better 10 years after the event because I understood the process and I could see where mistakes were made in that process.
Yeah. And I think we're very similar like that. You know, I went into helping people emotionally with the practical side. And I know you support a lot of people as well. And if people have you to go to, that's great because they get that empathy as well as the legal support as well. But I think sometimes turning something that was probably, like you said, the most traumatic event in your life into something that actually can positively help others is quite a good therapy in itself, which is actually why my coaches, I have about 200 people training with me now to become breakup and divorce coaches.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And it's great fun because you kind of have to be warm and friendly to do this job. So we've got this amazing friendly community and we're all, you know, I'm training everyone in exactly what I do to go out into the world and help other people. So, you know, I am sort of helping to get those resources out there in a big way.
And I think what's really great about what you do, Sarah, is that you're not just a divorce coach. You know, breakup can happen whether you're not married or you're married, obviously. So the fact that help is there, I think it's great. I think it's great, you know, that you help break up people that break up as well. I think that's a really good thing. Okay, so we're going to wrap up. And my last question to you is, what key points of advice can you offer to those who are going through a divorce? And I know that's a really big question because everybody's situation, as we know and as we've said, is very unique to them. But what would be your top tip?
Oh, gosh. I mean, there's so many. First of all, have the faith that you will get through this and that what you're going through is totally normal. There's nothing wrong with you. You will get through it, even if you don't know how right now. That's okay. You will. You just need to have the faith to know that you will get through this. And then I think it's really important to have your, what I call, breakup support team around you of great people that can answer any of those questions that are going around in your head that are causing you stress, worry, anxiety. So, you know, a good friend or family member, not one that's going to pour fuel on the fire, but someone that's going to give you good, constructive, positive advice. You know, get some decent legal advice and maybe financial advice if that's worrying you. It doesn't have to be expensive. You could go to a friend who's great with spreadsheets and go through your monthly budget with you. Just having that support in place, as well as getting outside and looking after yourself, because I think self-care tends to drop off the bottom of everyone's list when they're dealing with the legal paperwork or the heartbreak. And just even going for a walk. And my top tip for going for a walk is look up. Because quite often when we go for a walk, you find like you're looking at the floor and you're looking at what's
It's true. Yeah. And it's not the pavements either. I think we do. No, because I like walking and I get it. That's a good tip, actually. I'm going to try looking up myself, Sarah.
Don't do it.
I love it. I absolutely love it. Sarah, thank you so much for coming on and being a guest on my podcast today. And you know what? I know this is going to be one of many. So thank you.
Oh, thanks so much, Hattie. And you know, you're an absolute pleasure to chat to. I love our chat. So I'm very excited about what we just talked about and to do any more. Absolutely fabulous. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. And what I'll say to our listeners is don't forget to click and subscribe to our podcasts. And you can find us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn and YouTube by searching Get Legally Speaking. Also visit our website at getlegallyspeaking.com. Thank you for listening.
Empower yourself today with legal knowledge and follow us on Instagram, Twitter or Facebook to get access to jargon-free legal information in plain and simple English. Today's episode is supported by Red Bar Law, the go-to law firm for expert, efficient and fast legal assistance, all at a fixed cost. Go to our website at redbarlaw.com. Our episodes are free to access. However, if you feel that you would like to support the children's charity that we are raising money for, then head over to our Just Giving page at justgiving.com and search for Hattie Savari, where we are raising money for orphaned children at SOS Children's Villages, one of the worthiest children's charities. Donate as little as £1 for a great cause. Thank you. Empower yourself today and follow us on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube and LinkedIn by searching Get Legally Speaking to get access to jargon-free legal information in plain and simple English. Today's episode is supported by Red Bar Law, the go-to law firm for expert, efficient and fast legal assistance, all at a fixed cost. Go to our website at redbarlaw.com. With over 3 million downloads and counting, do not miss out on learning more about a topic that interests you. Go over to our website at getlegallyspeaking.com and browse over 100 podcast episodes. Empower yourself today with legal knowledge and follow us on Instagram, Twitter or Facebook to get access to jargon-free legal information in plain and simple English. Today's episode is supported by Red Bar Law, the go-to law firm for expert, efficient and fast legal assistance, all at a fixed cost. Go to our website at redbarlaw.com.